today on Rockin' the Suburbs?
We'll talk about an old Andrew McCarthy movie from 1987.
No, actually, it's going to be way better than that. What does that mean? What is that a reference to?
I have no idea. Oh, Andrew McCarthy's movie from 87, Mannequin.
Oh, Mannequin.
Yeah.
Okay, we're back, Patrick. We are back.
Yes, we are back, Jim.
We had a week off.
Mm-hmm.
Because as fun as this show is, and it probably doesn't seem like work to the average person.
Right, right.
There is. There's a fair amount of work that goes into it. And so every once in a while, especially in summer when it's like beach time and so on, we like to take a week off. And then what we do is we put the call out and we get some listeners to fill in for us as guest hosts. And we just did that last week.
They'll do it. It's so great. And thanks to everyone who stepped up to the microphone and helped us out with that. It really means a lot to us, and certainly intern Sam, who's here with us today.
Yep.
You know, we all really appreciate that.
So, this show is Rockin' the Suburbs, and we are back. My name is Jim Lenihan.
My name is Patrick Foster.
And you mentioned Sam Lisker is here with us.
Yep.
This week. But I want to thank the folks who did fill in for us last week.
Yeah.
You heard from Stephen Routledge.
Yes.
From Scotland,
yes.
Which is great.
He's the best.
You heard Jesse Jackson from Dallas, Texas, mm-hmm. hosted a couple of shows, and he included some other listeners in on that, Kevin Clement and Mike Coley.
So cool.
And then Randall Brown from Court Jar. He did an interview, two-part interview with Jeff Heiskell of the Judy Bats.
Yeah.
And so that was really cool.
Great.
And by the way, I got to say, Randall's reaction in that episode to the song Native Son was exactly my reaction to when it came up, when he played it. I was like, oh yeah, that's the Judy Bats. Like it's one of those songs that like I know it, but I couldn't necessarily place it until that context, and then I heard it. I was like, that's a great song.
Yep.
That is a really great song. And he said he kind of had the same reaction too.
Yeah.
So that was cool. It was a cool interview. And so thank you to everyone for that. I think we're going to have another vacation week coming up real soon.
Yeah.
And you're going to hear from some other folks, some fresh voices there as well.
Yeah, I'm going on vacation. I just realized after saying that, though, Sam doesn't really get a vacation when we have guest episodes because he still makes a web page.
I'm always working behind the scenes.
It doesn't stop.
Well,
it has to be right.
Yeah, that's right.
It has to be done the right way.
Technically, I do know how to do the work that Sam does technically.
You better not let that out.
But I don't know. I think I've forgotten, you know, exactly.
Yeah, it's been, 2 years now?
It's
so,
been a
you know,
while.
It all kind of leaves after a point.
That's right. It's not like riding a bike, folks.
Mm-mm.
Well, we may have to increase his salary.
Yes.
Right?
I'm not joking about that.
Name your percentage, Sam, and then we'll
110.
Make that happen.
We're going to go off the
good
chart.
Answer.
110% done.
Ding.
Okay. All right. So the other thing that we like to do from time to time is talk about new music.
We love it.
New music that we have discovered in the past month. And so, you know, we're a little bit behind because of the scheduling that I just mentioned.
Yeah.
But now we're getting to it. And so the last month would have been the month of June. And you're going to go today, I'm going to go tomorrow. So what did you discover in June, Patrick?
Well, I'll tell you, Jim, I'm going to talk about a band that's been getting some buzz lately for several reasons. They've gotten some press on some pretty popular websites, especially one that does a rating by numbers of albums. And when you get over a certain number, are you familiar with the website I'm talking about, Sam? They give you a sort of a designation, and it's a pretty popular website. Starts with a P, ends with a K.
Oh, yeah, I do.
So they got an award, sort of an award or a designation on there. They've been touted by a bunch of people. The band is from Philadelphia. They're called Mannequin Pussy. They're a punk rock band, I would say. They just put out their third album called Patience. And now the big difference here, guys, is that their first two albums, Gypsy Pervert and Romantic, were both on a independent label called Tiny Engines. They signed with a major label, what I consider a major label, Epitaph Records.
Mm-hmm.
And this record is bigger. They didn't really polish off all the edges. There's still plenty of rusty edges and sharp spikes, but they've done something to really beef up the guitars. They've just made what I consider to be a great, great, great rock and roll album. I don't necessarily think it's particularly punk. There are some fast moments. There's a 38-second song called Clams on here that just blurs by. There's a 54-second song called Drunk One. There's some amazing tunes on here, but I want to play one. I know it's been out for a while. It's been floating around, but I just discovered this album. I finally got around to listening to it in June. The song's called Who You Are. Listen closely, guys. When the bass plays this killer hook, you just can't help falling in love with this song. So they kick it into a little higher gear there after that. Just yep. Delicious, tingly, sort of amazing rock, pop, you know, amalgam there. It's certainly glossier and better produced than their previous records, which sound a little lo-fi and a little sludgy. And just because, in my opinion, that the guitars are cleaner and you can hear the drums, the entire drum kit and the bass really clearly, doesn't make it any less powerful to me. This is the first album in a long time that I've just played straight through, then gone right back to the top and played it straight through again. I did that 3 times in a row the other day when I was walking around, and I haven't done that in years. I'm telling you the truth. The pervasive influence to me that comes through now that it's more produced and more glossy on some of the other tracks, I don't think you hear it as much on Who You Are, is PJ Harvey. Huh. When the record gets bigger and louder and more bruising, singer and songwriter Marissa DeBice really sort of channels, I think, some of that, you know, Rhythm Me and Dry and some of that really powerful PJ Harvey stuff. Hmm. But you don't hear it, I don't think, on that track, but other tracks, especially the song High Horse, you really sort of hear her influence to me. That's a great thing. I think this band is growing, they're getting bigger, and see, it feels like they still have more to do.
I think Mike Snyder's here, by the way.
So.
I hear him upstairs, yeah. So we're fine. But just to the listeners, when you hear
coming down the steps,
this deep booming voice coming down the stairs here, that's who it is. It's
Mr.
Mike Snyder. So there he is. All right.
T-shirt that says Snyder on.
Okay. So PJ Harvey. Now, that's surprising to me. I did not get that from that one song.
Yeah,
but I
don't
hear
it as much
others.
On that tune.
Okay.
Yeah, but definitely on the rest of the album, I hear it.
I was going to make a comment here about music in 2019, which is this. That song there, it took me by surprise because... Okay. Based on the band's name and your description, I was really expecting something much rawer than that.
Right.
And that is like radio friendly.
It really is.
Right? Mm-hmm. I mean, but I don't think they could ever get played on the radio.
And we don't have to tell you why. Right.
That sounds great.
Yeah, it's
that
a
is
really
like,
great song.
That's, you know, that sounds like something you'd want to sort of blast out the car windows when you're driving down the street, right?
Absolutely.
What'd you think, Sam?
Well, I had never really heard of this band before. I did read an NPR article one time that mentioned that this group had one of the best songs of May 2019.
Yeah.
I hadn't listened to them up until this point. But they really do have a driving sound, and like you said, that bass on the hook, I could not stop listening to it.
I know.
I don't think I would have paid much attention to it had you not pointed it out.
Yeah.
So it definitely made the song for me, and that punk vibe is awesome. Really gives me a lot of Ithaca vibes.
Yeah, there you go.
Ever since being away from there. But it definitely sounds like a group I'm going to have to look into.
Definitely do it. I think you're going to love this album, Patience, everybody. It's great.
Very cool. All right.
Cool.
What else you got?
All right. Now for something completely different.
All right.
This might actually sound more like what you might have thought the previous band was going to sound like. But I came across this band on Bandcamp. I was looking up DC bands, and I found this band called Knife Wife. They have a cassette coming out on July 12th, 2019 called Family Party.
All right.
And they've released one song from it, and it's called Dogs. And just dig the vibe here. It's definitely something a lot different from what we just heard. Gives you a real Shags vibe, doesn't it?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, Shags, yeah. I was thinking it's like Riot Girl kind of stuff,
absolutely,
right?
Absolutely, influenced them, for sure. Bands from D.C., I don't know much about them, except for I really like the name and like the song titles on their forthcoming cassette. So keep your eyes peeled, world. That sounds like a world-beating sound, don't you think, Sam? It's going to be top of the charts pretty soon.
Man, I hope so. And I hope this podcast can definitely bring some more attention to that.
Yeah.
And it's funny you mentioned that that's being released on cassette. That song sounds like something that would be on a cassette.
Yeah.
It would just sounded so compressed that I'm just like, man, I really feel like I'm listening to this on a tape deck right now. It's really good, though. I liked it.
Oh, cool. Yeah, it may have been recorded on a boombox. We don't know.
Maybe.
Yeah.
And it just sounds so raw, you know? It's just one of those things.
Apparently, the three female band members are all in their teens, so they may have a long career ahead of them.
Yeah, definitely.
Yep.
Cool.
So there's Knife Wife.
Knife Wife.
From D.C. All
right. Excellent picks.
Thank you.
We lost Mike, by the way. I don't know where he went.
Around the corner.
He just disappeared.
Yeah, he's gone.
He might be playing with the jukebox right now. We don't know.
I don't know. Okay, so we like to close out with a new cover of an old song.
Yes,
so I think I have something that kind of goes thematically a bit with what you...
Beautiful.
What with your pick. Okay. So we'll play that in a moment here. Of course, we love to hear what our listeners are listening to. So if there's
Always.
Any new music you have discovered recently...
Mm-hmm.
You can tell us about it. You can call and leave a message. We'll put your voice on an upcoming episode. The number is 612-440-1984. Very good. You can also email us if you prefer that, rock@suburbspod.com, or find us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. Just leave comments, messages, harassments, all those at suburbspod. What else? Visit the website?
Yes.
Because, as you mentioned, Sam is working on
Never
that.
Never takes a break.
How often?
Pretty much every single day.
Every day.
I'm always looking for ways on how to improve it. And I think the best part about it is
the
song list.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, you can look up every song that we've played on the show, you know, album title, episode, series. It just goes on and on and on. It's a cool database.
Great.
Highly recommend you look it up.
It's great.
Wasn't it great the other week when Scott Park said that he uses it all the time?
That made me so happy.
Was that the other week, or is that somehow in the future?
Oh, it might
Are
be
you
in the future.
Having a premonition?
It might be.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, I'm not sure when it
happened.
It
must have been from all that fan mail.
What is it that Scott will say?
I think he's going to say something about him using the song database on the Suburbs Pod website. I don't know. I'm just throwing that out
might.
There. Maybe.
Very good. So so check that out. Suburbspod.com is where you'll find
Maybe
that.
Maybe I dreamt it.
Then also, while you're at suburbspod.com, sign up for the newsletter.
Please. Yes, please sign up for that Friday newsletter.
It's great.
Yeah, it really is a lot of fun.
It's my favorite thing.
Yeah, there's some great writing in there, some humor, and some fun stuff from our socials. And you get a look at what you might have missed if you didn't listen every day, which would be a crime. And then what's coming up the week ahead. So you do get a little preview.
Mm-hmm.
Sneak preview.
I love it. It's great. It's great. So do all those things. All right. Now, I mentioned the cover song.
Mm-hmm.
So kind of keeping with the sound, I think, that you've had here.
Yep.
We have a singer named Jenny O. She is a She's out of Los Angeles. She's put out just a couple of records over the last few years, and I think she's working on something new. And in the meantime, she put out this cover song single.
Okay.
The song is Can't Seem to Make You Mine.
Oh, sweet.
The Seeds. All right.
Nice.
Remember The Seeds?
Love that song.
Yes.
Yeah. It's a Nuggets classic.
Well, I think you're going to like this version.
All right.
So here we go. It's Rock in the Suburbs. I'm Jim Lenihan.
I'm Patrick Foster.
And I'm intern Sam.
And we'll talk to you guys with my picks, new music, tomorrow.
Cool.
Hurting everything you see, oh, I try everything I know to make you want to love me so, oh, but the only thing you do is try to put the hurt on me. I can't seem to make you mine.
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 I can't go on like this. Oh, a little bit of love and not one kiss. I can't seem to make you mine. Can't seem to make you mine. Can't you see you're watching me?
That was really good.